You mentioned a storage room. What do you keep in that?
Well, she had, for instance, she had one of these old-fashioned chiffoniers and drawers in it. She had linens and things like that and odds and ends and I don't know. Add some extra clothing, winter clothing, maybe, and had arranged some closets in there with that in which she could hang the clothes that are out of season, you know.
Yes, sir. I see.
And that's it. Now the attic has not been completed. That is, it never was finished. But you can, it's large area, covers the entire width and breadth of the house upstairs.
Yes, sir.
It goes up to a flat deck on top. They got a flat deck on top of the house, about 12 feet square. And I might add the front porches. The front porch runs the entire length of the house and down one side halfway. And the porch is 10 feet with brick pillars and screened enclosure all the way around. Keep out mosquitoes and flies.
Do you ever hear people around here call their front porch anything else by any other name?
Boys, I've called them verandas, but that's really wasn't gallery, front galleries, galleries and porches. We never used the word veranda very seldom.
Is that right?
We knew what it was, but it wasn't a word common to our vocabulary. We spoke generally of the front of a house that had a gallery, a porch or a gallery.
Yes, sir. Is it possible around here to find houses that have porches on an upper level?
Yes.
An upper story?
This old boy's house had porches right across from here, inside of here. But they've been, the windstorm blew them off and never were put back. This house has a flat deck over the back, this little back room that I was telling you about in the back porch. That we used as a, it didn't have no railing around it, but we walked on it and put tables or anything you wanted to out there for just to kind of get them out of the way. Maybe lay a ladders. Wife keeps some aluminum ladders that she uses in operating on these curtains and things, these high ceilings, you know,
right.
These windows. You got to get up off of some elevation.
Right. Okay.
Now this front porch has a ceiling fan in it. And that's been mighty nice.
Sure is. Keeps air circulating. I want to ask you a little bit of background information. Whereabouts exactly were you born, Mr. Barry?
With reference to this house?
Or in the county or community?
Well, I was born at Benoit. I was born on Egypt Ridge, 1 mile south of the town of Benoit on the Grapeland Road in the old original Burris house, log house. It was a log house.
Now, is Egypt Ridge a little community or what?
No, it's a ridge. It starts with the levee in the river and runs south to Deer Creek. And it's an elevation over which in ordinary years when you had overflows, water, a levee breaking on the north side of the ridge, it wouldn't go over the south side. The water would pour down and wouldn't go over the ridge unless it was an excessively high stage of water.
Yes.